God.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fired Up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Today we have spiritual coach Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, helping us bring spirituality into common stressors in your life. Fans out there, make sure you get more shows like this one at FiredUpWithCJ.com. I'm Cassandra, live with CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and we are talking about how to be free. Be free of all the chaos and stress in your life caused from our obsession of being productive. And there are times literally when I'm on email, I get a phone call, and then I get a text on my cell phone, and I'm here like, ding, 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 bling, bling, you know. It's so infuriating, honestly. And it's hard to get any work done. Or I'll be doing something and I'm running something else in the computer, like I'm doing a YouTube and I'm waiting for that to run, and then some beep on my computer shows up. There's literally 4 or 5 things beeping at me on my computer at any given moment. And I think I'm normal. and so it's really, it's a confounding problem, because why am I hearing 4 beeps? Because I'm trying to stay connected and current with the world. I don't know, my cyber world and my cyber friends. And then there's like this connection to the world. Sometimes like someone will ring the doorbell. I mean, it's just chaotic. And so Ragini Michaels and I are here to discuss, how can you keep your spiritual center and still stay connected amidst all this crazy electronic chaos? So welcome, Ragini. Have you found solutions? Please tell me you have. I have yet to find any solutions. You know what? My only solution is, this weekend I just turned everything off, and I just went rogue. You know, which means I didn't have my phone.
It's very good, by the way.
That's the only thing.
It's a great experiment to do that, because an enormous number of people actually can't do it.
I know.
And that's when you run into the addictive element or thread that is arising in most people's lives.
Yeah.
Because part of it is the split of the splitness of attention. It's not just split attention between 2 things anymore. Mm-hmm. It's splitting your attention between 4 or 5 or 6 different things. All of which
is absurd.
It is, because it's all in the name of connection. And what you're doing when you split yourself like that is you disconnect. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you can get the quality of connection or even a real connection when you've split your attention in that many pieces.
Yes.
So if you think about distraction as being a function of what you're doing with your attention, where are you putting your attention? What are you focusing it on?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, distraction has to do with 2 things. One is your ability to focus your attention, which is generally called concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other is just, where are you putting it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can you keep it there? Where are you putting it, and can you keep it there? So here's another plug for meditation. If you can do concentration meditation, which is different than mindfulness meditation, concentration meditation develops your ability to keep your focus on one point, one object, or one idea, or one place, without getting distracted and letting it move because something else is passing by.
Right.
Okay, so you just keep it focused.
Right, so an example of that would be, my husband does one where he has a candle. Mm-hmm. And he just looks at the candle, looks at the candle, looks at the candle, looks at the candle. And so other ones, if you don't have a candle, would just be focusing, like you talk about breathing from the touch, feeling the tip of your nose and breathing in and out. It's just focusing on one particular
thing. One thing and nothing else.
Right.
So when you're sitting there, when I'm sitting there at my computer and the I'm typing on the computer and I get a thing, that an email's come, I get a beep from my phone, a text comes, then the phone rings, then my landline rings, and then there's a knock at the door.
Right.
All right. So there's 6 things asking for my attention.
Yeah.
So what do I do? All right. Generally what happens when that starts to unfold in my life is I feel like I'm standing in the middle of the room and spinning like a top.
Mm-hmm.
I have no ability to focus and stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
None. And it's because our world says, right, you have to stay connected in all these ways. which is fine, right. But you have to do it 24/7, which is insane.
Right. That
because
is
you can't. Because, yeah. Again, we're back to inner and outer.
Right.
If you don't have time in your inner world, you don't have the focus, the concentration, the energy, once again, to do what life on the outside is calling you to do. So if you can sit at your computer and you're working on something and all these things happen and you can let them be, you just don't answer them. Or if you're really brave, you can turn off the sound.
Right.
When you sit down at your computer, you turn your phone on vibrate or you turn it off altogether. Most people just look at me like, are you crazy?
Right.
I might miss a job or I might miss something.
Right.
Such anxiety is in that state. I might miss, you know, oh my God. Right. And then you're spinning like a top.
Right. Right.
Now, I understand this because I've got, right. I get into it too. And then you just have to take a breath. You know, that old breath thing is always
yes.
a good first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the question here in distraction is really, what's important to you?
Right.
What's important?
The funny thing is I don't even know how to turn off half of the things that beep at me on the computer. I mean, that's part of it. And then there's in that example, literally I've had that happen. Mm-hmm. Someone's ringing the doorbell. I'm finishing a thought and a written document and like someone's calling on the phone and I don't even know what to do at that moment because it is a sense of swirl.
Well, here's the thing. In that kind of scenario, we lose ourselves.
Yeah.
We lose our center, the place where you have to have a center in life.
Right.
I mean, if you think of a circle,
right.
There's a dot in the middle that's the center.
Right.
And then the line around it that makes the circle is the circumference.
Right.
If your attention is always on something happening at the circumference,
mm-hmm.
you will without a doubt,
lose
no question,
yes.
lose awareness of your center.
Mm-hmm.
You won't lose your center because that doesn't go anywhere,
right.
But you will lose awareness of it.
Right. So that's where you take the deep breath.
And you use that circle because the image of a circle is very powerful and just pull yourself back to the center point of the circle in your mind. And
like that idea.
It's just a great little mental image, you know, to use in the middle of the day. Where am I? Oh my God, I'm on seven different places on the circumference.
Right.
Outside world. Productivity. Get it done. Stop procrastinating. All that's outside, you know, on the circumference. Take a breath. Come in. But one of the most powerful things to do to help build your ability to break your addiction. And it is an addiction
is
for
an
all
addiction.
Of us, you know. I mean, I have to work with not going to my email so often.
Right.
Right? Because I want to go all the time. And I go, why? I don't even know these people. And, you know, I get like 100 emails and I delete 98 of them.
Right.
And I'm like, what am I doing? This is insane, right?
Yeah.
It is because it's a waste of time and it's not what I want to be doing. But I want to be connected.
Yeah.
Why? Because the world says you have to be connected.
Right.
Well, in all honesty, if you want to be productive, the first place to connect is with yourself.
Yeah,
in the
do
center,
the inner connection
in the inner
and then
world.
Focus on the outer connection.
Yeah,
I
we
think.
Got it backwards in our world. We
yeah.
want the outer to be productive without having centered ourselves in the inner.
Yeah.
Okay, and both are required. If you want a lot of activity, you have to balance it with an equal amount of rest.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know, it's the most frustrating thing, actually, is when I see people, meaning my family members and other people when I'm on vacation, they're doing email and doing that stuff. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. We're sitting in some, you know, beautiful paradise. There's the ocean to look at. There's this beautiful, inviting pool. Mm-hmm. And you're doing what? Checking Facebook? But I mean, I guess for them, it's like a relaxation or thing, but it's the whole thing.
Well, here's part of the thing is that as you ask in the first segment, how does this thing with productivity affect us in a negative way? In a way, it causes us to lose sight of the true value of being alive. You know, first of all, it's not about, you know, creating a better world. Please don't have everybody hit me on the head, but it's hard to have a better world if you aren't better yourself.
Or you're not even living in it.
Yeah, you're not even living in it. We're living in our heads most of the time, not in the actual world. So when you get in the inner world, when you connect with it more, and you remember that that's where the value is, that and the external world is what you're doing in life,
right?
And you give that value by giving it your presence.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much you do if you can't be present to it, right. Because everything you do is there to help you in some way become more aware, become mm-hmm. more conscious from mm-hmm. a spiritual perspective.
Right.
All right. So your productivity on the inside has to do with not being distracted, but with being concentrated, with being present to what? To the moment.
Right.
Whatever's happening. So again, if I'm distracted, spinning like a top, what I can do oftentimes is I set a time limit on it. I'll stand in the middle of the room and I'll say, okay, be distracted. Right. Just give into it. You know, right. Just think about all the things you have to do. And sometimes I'll even act it out. I'll just be going, let me go to the phone. Let me go have a drink of water. Let me make lunch. Let me write a letter. Let me type that thing. Let me do my email. Let me do that. Oh, I've got to write an article. Let me do that. Oh, wait, I've got to prepare for my CJ show. And then I just do that and go, oh my God, that is insane.
Yeah, you actually pull it out because that's what's happening inside your head regardless of whether you actually realize it or not.
Yes, and
absolutely.
When you pull it out and you can tell when you're in there because you'll feel lost, you'll feel spinning, you'll feel pressured, you'll feel stressed. Just stop in the middle and be with the spinning. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, spinning like a top describes it for me. It may be many other descriptions
for
other people.
That's what it feels like for me, yeah.
And then after I've pulled it out, I can see what I'm doing and then it's much easier.
Right.
To actually say, step to the side, breathe, okay,
right.
And go, okay, which of these things do I want to focus on right now?
Right. Because I can't do all six.
That's right. And it's about focusing. Where do I want to place my attention? See, the thing about a spiritual perspective on living life in the world is you're in charge of where you put your attention.
Right.
And it's either going to be on the outer or it's going to be on the inner. Are you going to have expanded your attention so it's wide enough to hold both at the mm-hmm. same time mm-hmm. and allow this synchronicity and dance between the inner and outer? See, what a lot of people do is they put all of the rest and relaxation on the weekend. Well, that used to be. Now people work all week.
Yeah.
Or you do it in the evening, right? And it's very, first you work and then you play.
Right.
First you act, you're
and now
active,
it's all
and
blended.
Then you rest.
There's no play.
There's no play. It's not blended. All right. What you want to do is be able to take rest and action and work and play and do it all day back and forth, back and mm-hmm. forth. That's mm-hmm. how you keep your balance. It's like walking on a tightrope.
Right.
A tightrope walker does not stay still in the body. He moves to the left and then to the right and then to the left and then to the right to find regain the balance. You know, balancing is a verb, right?
Right.
So what we have to do in daily life if we really want to get the maximum juice,
right.
If you're greedy like me and you want as much juice out of this experience as you can get,
right.
Then you want to balance the two as often as you can every hour, every minute of the day.
Yeah, excellent. All right, so we have another two great tips again from Ragini, whether it's going back to your center and the circle around, versus the circle around you, or really leaning into the distraction and seeing how chaotic it is. So those are wonderful tips. Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. In the next segment, Ragini will offer some ideas on when you get this idea of not getting anything done. I actually beat myself up on this. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to hear her ideas on how we can stop beating ourselves up on this idea. And my guess is it's to go in the inner world. Just a guess. Okay, we'll be right back.